I'm Matt Dixon, and welcome to the Purple Patch Podcast. The mission of Purple Patch is to empower and educate every human being to reach their athletic potential. Through the lens of athletic potential, you reach your human potential. The purpose of this podcast is to help time-starved people everywhere integrate sport into life. Today, we're going to talk about coaching. My role as a coach is to help you find sustained high performance. And I do that by leveraging the methodology that's derived from my wisdom and my expertise and, of course, my educational background. But as a coach, I'm always looking to draw from other experts so that I can help you succeed. One of the tools that I leverage is Inside Tracker, because by assessing your biometrics, we can actually take a look inside. And that enables us, along with the advice from the team of experts and scientists at the team of Inside Tracker, to get really, really precise around the key elements for you to yield performance gains. Now, this can help in your quest to achieve your sporting goals, but also to promote the best route for you to improve your health and your longevity. And that's really important to us at Purple Patch. I'm always looking to help people achieve their sporting goals, but never at the consequence of health or life. In fact, by going on a journey of sporting quest, you end up ultimately becoming a better version, setting yourself up to the best years ahead of you possible. And so Inside Tracker is a key tool that we leverage to help people be successful. You don't need to be a Purple Patch athlete to embrace Inside Tracker. In fact, all you need to do is head to insidetracker.com/purplepatch, and there we're going to give you a sneaky code today, Purple Patch Pro 20. That's Purple Patch Pro 20. It's going to give you 20% off everything at the store, and you too can get the gift of precision around your own sporting and performance journey. Best of luck and enjoy the show. And welcome to the Purple Patch Podcast. As ever, your host, Matt Dixon. And today, we're going to talk about coaching. The value of being coached. What is the role of a coach? How do you make the most out of your coaching relationship? We're going to center our discussion today around sports coaching. But all of the principles that we're going to dig into directly apply to any endeavors in life, including business. If you manage or lead someone, this is unmissable today. And the same goes for you if you're seeking to optimize the results from your relationship with a mentor or a manager. Your perspective, mindset, and actions are going to enable a coaching relationship to flourish. But done incorrectly, you won't get those results. Instead, you'll find it floundering. Get it right, the positive results will flow. Today, we're going to dig in. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. But first, before we get cracking, let's do Matt's Musings. Yes, thank you, Barry. It is Max Newsings. And yes, recently several listeners have reached out to me inquiring about Purple Patch one-to-one coaching and squat. And a common and understandable question that we get will be, who's my coach going to be? What are their credentials? What's their expertise? And also, am I going to get access to you? Yeah, me, Matt Dixon. Well, the truth is, we do things a little bit differently at Purple Patch. So I thought what I would do today, very briefly, is just answer these common questions that we get with a little bit of perspective. We designed both our squad program, which is a little bit more of an autonomous program, and our individual one-to-one coaching, where you do have a primary coaching relationship, from the belief of what our role starts with. And that's that we see ourselves as having a role to empower our athletes to not just achieve their results and their goals that they want in sport, but also amplify how they show up in other areas of life. And so rather than mimicking the classic models of coaching that ultimately, I believe, pigeonhole an athlete with just a single resource, we developed our programming from the ground up through a fresh lens to enable each athlete to achieve the objectives, get faster, but also show up in life. And so, a few key concepts emerge from that process. The first is that every single Purple Patch athlete gains access to me on a regular basis. We also want to leverage all of the expertise from the team of Purple Patch coaches, and of course, our experts in fields, so that we can get the very best education and guidance to every single athlete. We also wanted to ensure that each athlete can develop great autonomy through a heavy dose of continuing education and development of a toolkit to navigate their own performance journey. And we want to broaden our horizon well beyond the foundational daily training program. And instead, when we think about building our coaching programs, it goes well beyond just a training plan. Ultimately, we also want to be a filter for every single athlete. We want to develop all of our education and programming specifically for the context of our athletes and their lives. And the final component of it is refuse to think short term. Instead, we think transformation. That's a really important component. And so when we answer these questions that we get, who's my coach going to be? What are their credentials? The truth is that we are your coach, Purple Patch. I'm going to be a part of your journey. Every one of the coaching team are invested in making you better. Whether you're a squad athlete, whether you're coached by Coach John Stevens, Nancy Clark, or myself, Matt Dixon. Every Purple Patch coach on the whole of the team has been working directly with me for at least 5 years, some of them for more than a decade. And collectively, we work together as a team to ensure that every single athlete gets to draw on the expertise from all of us. We all contribute, we all engage with every single squad athlete that at least is willing to listen. And every Purple Patch athlete is valued as the same. We try and align the program with what best serves your needs and situation, but every single Purple Patch athlete is supported, celebrated, and guided on an equal playing field. Now, these guiding principles, I think, are the very reason that we have such loyalty at the program and also achieve such great results. And this is why I'm inviting you to join us. I want you to commit. If you promise, I can give you a promise. And this is why I'm inviting you to join us and to commit. Because if you do commit and you lean in, I can give you a promise. And that is, if you lean in, you go all into the program, you will get faster. You're also going to have more fun, feel more in control, and be successful in integrating sport into your life. And that's the thing that makes us tick. That's the power of it. We're going to help you not just improve, but develop an approach that truly works in a time-starved life. After all, that's our passion. So if you'd love to have a discussion on your situation and maybe explore one-to-one coaching, just reach out to us, info@purplepatchfitness.com. And of course, don't forget, we're in March right now. We have our March Madness promotion for the squad programs. Right now, you can get 10 months of coaching for the price of 9. You're also going to receive a complimentary personal consultation from one-to-one coach to ensure that you're on the right track individually. And so if you want to find out more details on our March Madness program, feel free to check the link in the show notes or just reach out to us, info@purplepatchfitness.com. But act fast, that special promotion, we don't do it too often. It is only for the month of March. And with that, we've got a little bit more education to do before we jump into the meat and beaten potatoes. So, Barry, if I could, bring out the ukulele. It's time for Word of the Week.
We like the way he thinks, serious with a wink. Let's open the book, it's time to take a peek. It's the Dictionary Word of the Week.
Yes, indeed, it is Word of the Week. And this week, it is commitment. The subject today is coaching. We're talking about coaching. And later in the show, you're going to hear me talk all about some of the foundational aspects of a coaching relationship. But in a coaching relationship, trust is the backbone. It's important, perhaps the most important part of any relationship. But with that, trust isn't something that can just happen with the flip of a switch. It doesn't happen immediately. Especially in a coaching relationship, trust is something that emerges over time with investment from all of the parties who are engaged in the process. And so it's not enough for me as a coach to say, oh, just trust me, if I haven't actually established that trust in the first place. And I would never advocate for an athlete to just blindly trust everything without building validation and experiences that foster that experience and emotion. And so it kind of leaves you in a bit of a pickle, doesn't it? Because you're going to start a mentoring relationship or a coaching relationship, And I tell you that at the start of it, you're not in a place that you could and should blindly trust that person that's guiding you. So where does that leave you? Well, it leaves you with a simple word, a word of the week, commitment. Because you don't have to trust someone, but you can fully, wholly commit. Once you decide to take on a mentorship or to employ a coach, that's the point that you commit. And you should commit to being open, to try new things, to be committed to the expertise and guidance, to be committed to doing your part and invest in the relationship so that we can make it successful. Because via commitment, that is going to be the gateway, the key that unlocks over time trust. Trust will build. But first, commit. That's the thing that you need to do to optimize. If you commit, you yield. It's food for thought, especially when you're entering a coaching relationship with an expert. Our word of the week, commitment. And with that, folks, fill your boots because it's time for the meat and potatoes. Yes, folks, it is the meat and potatoes. We are here to discuss coaching. And so to kick it off, I thought what we would do is define coaching. Just take a pause before we kick into it and think about what is coaching really? In any endeavor, we're going to talk a lot about sports today, but coaching exists across a variety of fields. So what is coaching? Well, I did a little search and here's my favorite. I think encapsulates the meaning in many ways. Coaching is a development process that enables clients to build their capabilities so that they can achieve personal, professional, and organizational goals. Coaches partner with their client in a process that inspires and enables clients to maximize their personal and professional potential. That's it. And so in many ways, coaching is a catalyst to performance. It's an ingredient for you to make the most out of you. You are the hero in this journey. You're the hero in this story. And so I want you to bear this definition in mind as we navigate today's discussion, because I believe that it provides all the clues that you need to develop a really positive and beneficial coaching relationship. Today, what I thought we would do is break the topic into three parts. The first, my perspective on the value of being coached, what a relationship can do to ignite your performance. Secondly, I want to take a pause and a step back and tread over some of that ground that we're going to cover in the value part, but go back and really define, what's the role of a coach? What do I do? Why am I here and what am I actually looking to help you do? And then finally, some key elements of how you can maximize or make the most out of your coaching relationship. So three parts, the value, the role, and then you getting the most out of it. So let's start with the value first. In prior shows that I've discussed the secrets and the traits of high performers. I've worked in world-class sport and high-end business for the last two decades. And every high performer that I've worked with that are really successful have a couple of key common things that always occur. They always have a great physical ready state, what I like to call a performance base layer. And that enables them, whether it's world-class sport, whether it's high-end elite executive performance, they enable themselves to show up daily their very best through great health, great energy, ensuring that they can get the most out of their day and elevate when they need to elevate. And so there's the whole physical side of that. And of course, all of the training and all of the supporting habits is the gateway to establish that. But also, whether we're talking in business, whether we're talking in sport, each of the high performers that I've worked with always showcase as well a common set of traits and a mindset that collectively I label a high performance mindset. Now, interestingly, a trend that I've observed is that the higher the level of the athlete, in other words, the more successful the athlete, and also in parallel, the higher you tend to go in organizations, there's a trend that the more likely it is that that person tends to embrace and value coaching. They have a higher tendency to reach out for external support or guidance. And I think that's really interesting. Let's think about athletes first. If I reflect on the Purple Patch Pros, the ones that you've heard of, the ones that are really successful, that became champions, the most successful athletes that I ever had the privilege to work with, all of them were highly coachable. And on the flip side, I've actually worked with athletes that were incredibly physically gifted, but you've likely never heard their name. They didn't put a dent in world-class sport. And the trend that I saw with them is their lack of coachability. And sometimes it wasn't them, it was anything wrong with them. That was just their big hurdle. They couldn't leverage it. They weren't very coachable. And in parallel to that, almost every high-performing and often well-known C-level executive that I got to work with was very, very coachable. And the reason for this, I believe, is that a coach, the right coach for you, can be a huge driver of your success, no matter what you're looking to achieve. And so under that premise, I think that we can highlight the value of a coach in a few very quick bullets. The first, a coach brings, of course, domain expertise. In other words, in this field, they have an expertise that should be above whatever your expertise in that field. So that's what you're looking for, someone that knows quite a lot about what they're coaching. So that's the first obvious thing. The second thing that a coach also brings is wisdom. They have a lot of prior case studies or situations, and while you might think that you are unique, coaches have typically seen it all before and can draw on experience of working with other athletes or clients and then apply those lessons to you. And so when you combine both that, some expertise and wisdom, as well as some domain expertise, you start to have a really powerful partner for you achieving your performance. A coach is also well equipped to help provide perspective. You are the person doing the doing. And so appropriately, you're going to spend the majority of your time proverbially in the weeds. You're committed. You're the one doing the work. And it is impossible for even a world-class athlete or a C-level executive to consistently see the big picture in what they're doing without someone to act as a sounding board, draw them out, and help them with the broader perspective. And the final component of a coach is they are relatively non-emotional. Look, great coaches really care, but ultimately, they are better equipped to retain a logical and unemotional mindset for your journey than you are. Because for you, it's personal. It's deeply meaningful. You are likely driven by purpose. And so it's a much more challenging component for you to actually make logical, broad perspective decisions as you go on your journey. As the doer, the athlete, or the business executive, your role, unlike the coaches, is to bring the deep caring, the passion, the commitment, the hard work, the focus, and all of the other elements that drive your success. And the coach is there to help you set the path, define your focus, hold you to account, support you, ensure that you retain perspective, course correct when things go off track, etc., etc. I'm going to dive into that in the role of the coach in a few moments. And the coach is better equipped to do this because of their domain expertise, their wisdom in prior similar situations. They've kind of seen it all before, even though you feel like you're unique. Their ability to retain perspective, and of course, their hopeful ability to communicate and guide you for you to get the most out of yourself. This all adds up to a coach really being an accelerant in your journey. In other words, the effort that you put in, all of that commitment, all of that hard work, when you layer the partnership of a coach, it should ignite a bigger ROI on your effort. That's the value of a coach right there. And so with that, I think it's important to pause a little bit. Because quite often, when someone decides to get coach, they fall into the trap of feeling like they're relinquishing control, like you're putting your journey in someone else's hands. But the truth is, if you've got a really successful coaching relationship, that coach doesn't own your journey. They're not able to create your results for you. You own your journey. You bring the passion. You bring the hard work. But the coach can be the catalyst for you to get the most out of all of those components. In every sport, in all business, the best are coached. How many professional athletes do you know that are really successful, that create enduring success, that decide to be self-coached? How many Olympians and Olympic medalists and Olympic champions have achieved their success with no coaching? How many CEOs are not coached one way or the other? Almost none. And there's a reason for that. Coaching works, but it shouldn't be reserved for Olympic champions or CEOs of organizations, because we all can benefit if it's the right coach for you with the right mindset and you lean in and you approach coaching in the right way. In other words, if the coach that you choose understands their role and brings their very best, but also the student, the athlete, the client also appreciates their role, your role in this, and your responsibility, and how to leverage the expertise and the wisdom of the coach that you're partnering with, then things can get really powerful. So that's how I see coaching and the value of it. But now let's dig a little deeper into the role of a coach, of what does or what should a coach actually deliver. Or perhaps to start this, we should start with what a coach isn't. I think that might actually help us get to what is it and what is my role, a coach's role. So no matter what your goals or what endeavor you're chasing, a coach is not a person that can ensure you realize your potential, because you own the journey. So it isn't pixie dust that we're talking about here. It's down to you. You have ultimate responsibility. You have ownership of this. A coach can't sprinkle that pixie dust and ensure that you just catapult to your own brand of personal excellence. They can't help you flip a switch from self-doubt to belief. A coach can't do the work for you. It cannot be your source of commitment or purpose or motivation. That all comes from inside you. And that's a really good thing. When you start to realize this is my journey, I own it, and I also own my results, then what you can do is reach out externally and equip yourself with the best partner and guide to help you get the most out of your commitment, your hard work, and all of the efforts that you put in. Because from that, what a coach can help you do is ensure that you get the most from your prerequisites to excel: your commitment, your prioritization, your focus, your toughness, your resilience. And so with that in mind, what should a coach be able to do? What is their role? Well, I think the first thing is a deep understanding. A coach needs to be a facilitator, and they need to be able to understand you and sometimes help you define what's really important to you. What will actually yield the results? What's your purpose? What are your goals? And so a part of it is a coach is a great person to partner with to help you create the picture of what success is. And sometimes that's very, very difficult to do alone. So having a sounding board and someone that can facilitate that, that's an important step, because that picture sets the compass and the lightning rod of all of your actions to drive you towards that goal. So a coach should be able to help you do that. A second component that a coach should be able to do is then establish the roadmap and the pathway to you, for you to go on and achieve your goals and your purpose. And so there's a roadmapping exercise that's a part of it. Through all of that then, you might have a picture, you might have a roadmap, but goodness me, I promise you, because every person does, you're going to have a blizzard of components that you could focus on. But a coach should help you be able to filter. These are the most important things for you to focus on, for you to get your results. And perhaps equally important, what to ignore. what to actually not integrate into your program. So a coach is also your filter of knowledge, information, focus, and everything else. And when you have that, then the coach can be the prescriber to actually set out the specific actions and behaviors that are going to move you along that journey towards your goal. Now, if you're an athlete, that means prescribing your daily and weekly training program, perhaps defining your approach to nutrition and hydration, sleep, and practices of recovery. In other words, the prescriptive element of this. Unfortunately, many athletes and coaches start and end with just that. Here's your plan. Good luck. But we've already talked about a few practices, three key steps before we've even got to the prescription. But yes, prescription is a part of it. But that's not ultimately what program, what coaching is either. Beyond the prescription then, great coaching should have mechanisms in place to help you be held to account to those agreed focus points, to the execution of the program as prescribed, and also provide support when you actually stumble along setbacks and challenges. Now, of course, as a part of that, you're going to be receiving feedback, and in return, you're going to be giving feedback so that both of you can keep the program on track. That's not where it ends. Coaching should also be a source of education and empowerment to enable you to develop a keen sense of self-management, making you smarter along your own performance journey. Be a sounding board to ensure that you help retain perspective, see the big picture, that you are equipped to make smart decisions in pursuit of your goals. And of course, ultimately, yes, motivate you, inspire you, so that you stay on task when things get tough. They can't be the original source of your motivation, but they can be there to remind you of your goals and commitments when you do have fatigue, when things do get tough, when you do get distracted. And ultimately, a great coach should be your biggest supporter, your greatest advocate, a true partner to yourself. A great coach doesn't just tell you what to do, my way or the highway. A coach doesn't just deliver a blueprint or a training plan and believe that the job is done. A coach is not a blind cheerleader who's just going to simply act as your primary pathway for support and motivation and cheering. That's not what great coaching is. In fact, in a great coaching relationship, there can be a tremendous amount of conflict. There can be, in the pursuit of excellence, the opportunity for a coach to deliver you sometimes the hard truth, to help you retain clarity, to hold you to account. And so great coaching isn't all lovey-lovey. It's about helping you achieve your goals, maximizing your potential. And so with that, it's a slightly evolved way to think about coaching. But what does it mean to you if you decide to get coached by someone? How do you maximize your coaching relationship? Well, maybe to endorse the point and perspective here, I want to tell you a story. Imagine Jim buys his dream house. And technically, the house actually isn't really his dream yet because he purchases a fixer. It has super bones. It's in a great neighborhood. But to become a dream house, he's got to take on a project. A major remodel needs to occur, and it includes knocking out walls, a small extension, blowing out a rather dark and enclosed kitchen to make it more airy and a great living space, etc. But being no trained professional himself, what he does is he goes to professional resources. Very smart is Jim. He gets a great local architect, a structural engineer with a super reputation, and he even gets an Irish contractor on board. And that's because great stories always include Irish contractors. He puts his hands and his dreams under the guidance of trained professionals to help him accelerate the project and get the best house possible. Well, as his friend, you'd follow along with the journey of excitement, and it's wonderful to see your friends immersed in the creative process. The architect nails it, maps a great design, great use of space. The engineer designs the structure to be sound and safe. He's ready to go, design and plans in hand. And then Jim goes off course. Instead of passing it off to our trusty Irish contractor. Instead, Jim starts to tinker with the plans a little bit. He starts to make adjustments. With his reliable eraser in hand, he shifts things around. He adds a few windows, shifts some beams, makes a larger opening in the doorway. After all, it's all the rage nowadays. He retains elements of the expert's plan, but he removes some of the other elements. He adds new pieces to the puzzle. He remembers stuff from his old project and he just adds it into this. Okay, I'll pause here. You might wonder, why am I telling this story? A man who is following his passion and his dream, but clearly acting with recklessness. It's pretty obvious where the story would end. Disaster. He employed experts in field, but he only followed partially their advice. Despite having limited experience himself and no understanding of structural engineering, he added and changed the plans. Well-intentioned, yes, but it's going to be a construction disaster. It's going to be, for Jim, a death of a dream. Now, you probably think, this story is implausible. Nothing's going to happen here. No right-minded person would take a set of plans from experts that they've employed and then decide to willy-nilly change them without any consultation. Why would you do that ever? Well, guess what? In coaching, people do it all the time. But instead of corrupting the plans of an engineer or an architect, they do it as someone being coached. Let's talk about athletes. I can't tell you how many athletes take a program and think, that's great, but I'm just going to add A, B, and C. Or, well, he told me to go easy, but I'm going to go hard. And I'm not going to take that recovery. And I'm going to add extra mileage or hours. And it comes from a lack of confidence, but also, subconsciously, almost unconsciously, the inability to be truly coached. And that's the point of this tale. If you can make a decision to employ a coach, I encourage you, go on a search. Find the program that fits your ethos, your situation, your mindset. But once you decide to be coached by someone, commit. Go on a journey. Because so many folks don't understand how to be coached. And it's not a criticism. It's just really challenging sometimes to foster and develop a really productive coaching relationship where the athlete actually successfully follows the wisdom, the perspective, and the expertise of a coach, a domain expert, with all of those elements that we've talked about so far. And this is a key component to it, because the best coaching relationships I have are not with athletes that just follow blindly with everything I do, but actually with people that lean into the program, all of the resources that are offered, lean into other athletes on the program, become a participant on their journey. It's not pixie dust. It's leveraging the expertise and the resources for them to get the most out of their program. And so when you think about coaching, I'm just going to give you a few key points to remember. Number one, your coach is your partner. It's a partnership. And what that means is you have a critical role in the success of the partnership. That's how results flow. You shouldn't lose ownership. You need to lean into it as a partner, 50-50. Yes, the coach should bring it, but you've got to bring it as well. It's not a passive relationship. Make sure you remember that when you enter a coaching relationship. Number two, perhaps the most important thing, when you decide to become coached, it's going to take some courage, because you are going to need to, by definition, evolve and change your prior approach to the sport. I see many athletes employ a coach, but then are unwilling or maybe unable to evolve their prior approach. They're rigid without realizing it. They just subconsciously hope that the coach is going to organize what they've done before and deliver the same thing again, which of course, ultimately, when you step back, is madness. But change is really hard by definition. And a great coach should help you evolve your approach of what you've done prior to maybe reasonable results, maybe less favorable results, to get the most out of it. And so when you enter a coaching relationship, it's going to be new. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to require change, but you are evolving so that you can get better results. And so eyes wide open and make the big grand experiment for yourself. It's risk-free, and I'll come back to that in a couple of moments. Number three, be an active participant. Be an active participant. I can reflect on myself as an athlete. I was really committed. I worked my tail off. I had a great work ethic. But in honesty, I don't think I was a great coached athlete. And that's because for most of my coaching relationships, I kind of acted like a loyal puppy. I was hanging on the every word and instruction of any coach I had, like it was solid gold. I remember once being prescribed a running session that was 2.5 hours, but I had to leave that morning on a very early flight to a wedding. So what did I do? I got up at 1:45 in the morning and I ran for 2.5 hours. Now you might think, whoa, that's tough, that's commitment, but it's not, it's stupidity. And so in other words, to be a great coached athlete, you need to bring it, you need to participate, you need to communicate. It is 50% you. Number four, communication. This is a key component because many coached athletes think about a great coaching relationship as the athlete being the recipient of feedback. If you want to maximize your coaching relationship and you want to ultimately get the best results for you, remember you own the journey. And so communication begins with you. Remember that. It's your journey. You want to get the most out of it? Give feedback first. Ask for feedback. Ask questions. Arrive to discussions prepared, maybe with a little agenda. Squeeze the sponge. But shift your perspective from coaching being something that is reactionary. I do what the coach asks. I answer questions. I give feedback when I asked. Instead, to being proactive. I seek to understand the plan. I execute it as intended. I self-manage as much as I possibly can. I ask questions. I provide feedback. And then I demand feedback in the key areas that are important to me. I am the proactive part of the relationship. And I don't say this to give a gateway for the coach to be lazy, to just sit back and wait for your feedback. But if you, the athlete, lean in and you have charge and you have autonomy and you lead, you're going to get the most out of any coach that you work with. A great coach isn't going to let you be quiet, is going to chase you when you're not there. But they will step up to the mark and you will maximize and create a wonderful coaching relationship if you lead the charge. Number five is your coach as a filter. If you do your homework and you trust and you believe in your coach or your coaching program, enable them or allow them to be your primary source of information and your filter of everything that's out there. There is no value of having a coach, but then independently of that, seeking all of the other opinions, thoughts, and strategies of friends, other competitors, and other experts. Instead, filter everything through your coach. That's their role. Because they are the people that are going to help you define success. Go back to what the role of a coach is. If you're not filtering things through your coach, it's going to get confusing for you. And I promise you, even if some of the elements are positive for you, it's not going to be productive on your performance journey. Your coach is there to develop a filter and ensure that you focus on the elements that can drive your performance needle relative to your goals. And if you're a part of a program like Purple Patch Squad, we are your filter. Ask questions, lean in, but don't spend your whole life looking for the grass is greener information on the other side of the fence. It's never going to be productive for you. And with five elements in place, I'm going to give you one more, number six. And that is a key basic thing. Follow the plan. Remember our story about Jim? In a partnership, once you've gone through the process, you have your vision, your purpose, your goals, your path secured, defined your focus, actions are prescribed. Isn't it madness then to go off course, to shift things too much, to add more? How can anyone understand what success is there or even start to pick apart when you have met with adversity or even failure, which is a part of the sporting journey? It's like our friend with that house and the renovation project. Disaster is your new course. Follow the program. But you only get to do that really well if you have the first five elements in place. And so you can tell, it actually takes courage to be coached really well. But ironically, it's also risk-free. Let me finish today with a vision for you. In fact, I'm going to give you a personal challenge. I want you to just really briefly pause and reflect on your situation currently, whatever stage of development, whatever results you've achieved, and ask yourself a simple question. Have you got great results consistently via your current situation and approach? So are you incredibly happy with what you're achieving? If the answer is yes, don't change your current situation. But can you envision improving your results, getting faster, getting more out of your journey, getting the results that are really meaningful for you? And are you really confident that currently you're doing everything you can to ignite those results in the elements that are important to you? Let's assume that you believe you can improve, that there is more to go and get. Okay, well, there's a pathway for you. Let's imagine that you dive in. Let's say that you decide to let me coach you, or Purple Patch guide you, or another coach guide you, whoever it is. Let's say that you decide to partner and guide your program and all of your education and act as your filter and all of those elements. Let's say you go with that. Where's the risk there? Imagine from here, now in March, until to the end of the year, with no trust developed yet, remember, but a commitment, go back to our word of the week, that you commit. Imagine if you commit. You come on board to the program. You lean into the coaching. You lean into all of the tools to be effectively coached. And I mean be coached, like all the way. And you go all in, not with blind trust, but a willingness to commit and being open to evolve your program. What's the very worst that could happen? There's almost no downside. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. Whether it's with Purple Patch or elsewhere, you are going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to lean in and draw some information, some expertise, some knowledge. And so if you feel like there could be more, there is going to be more. But why don't you just give it a crack? Don't just straddle. Dive in. Lean in. Because in doing so, in really going for it and being coach, it can be, it should be, the ignition point, the catalyst for you to get the most out of your effort. It's not about putting in more effort, it's about getting the most out of it. And if the coach is worth their salt, if the program is really good, you're going to learn a ton. And guess what? You're going to likely really improve, and that's fun. Doesn't that sound great? With the perspective, I'll see you next time. Take care. Guys, thanks so much for joining and thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed the new format. You can never miss an episode by simply subscribing. Head to the Purple Patch channel of YouTube and you will find it there and you could subscribe. Of course, I'd like to ask you, if you will subscribe, also share it with your friends. And it's really helpful if you leave a nice positive review in the comments. Now, any questions that you have, let me know. Feel free to add a comment and I will try my best to respond and support you on your performance journey. And in fact, as we commence this video podcast experience, if you have any feedback at all, as mentioned earlier in the show, we would love your help in helping us to improve. Simply email us at info@purplepatchfitness.com or leave it in the comments of the show at the Purple Patch page and we will get you dialed in. We'd love constructive feedback. We are in a growth mindset, as we like to call it. And so feel free to share with your friends. But as I said, let's build this together. Let's make it something special. It's really fun. We're really trying hard to make it a special experience. And we want to welcome you into the Purple Patch community. With that, I hope you have a great week. Stay healthy. Have fun. Keep smiling, doing whatever you do. Take care.